Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. At the recommendation of Akron Rotarian Wally Smith, who was with the AAA for many years, we have Elizabeth Carey with us today, and she is in charge of public relations and corporate communications. A little background information on Elizabeth Carey, and you may have seen her on Channel 7 for 15 years. She's a communications professional with more than 20 years of experience in TV broadcasting. Elizabeth has an engaging way of being a motivational speaker who has taught public speaking and communications at the collegiate level. You might recognize Elizabeth Carey as a TV personality. She provided the Business First segments on WKBW TV Channel 7 for 15 years after working at other news outlets like Time Warner Cable and WIVB TV. And we have had on this program the late Irv Weinstein many times and Don Postles and a lot of celebrities in Western New York. And we want to talk about the AAA Foundation and many other safety issues with the AAA, as we've had many times Wally Smith on this program in the past, her predecessor. So let's talk, what is the AAA Foundation? What do they do? Elizabeth Carey.
Oh, Brian, thank you so much for having me on. It's really a pleasure to be here. And, love being on whenever I can take part in anything in the community or on, you know, radio or TV as well. And a lot of people know that I do the public relations at AAA. They, reporters come out and interview us regularly about travel topics and things like that. But a lot of people don't realize that we do have this Traffic Safety Foundation. There's a local foundation, and then there's also a national foundation through the national office of AAA. And really, the goal is to raise awareness of traffic safety and to improve traffic safety on the roads. And nowadays, this distraction is just becoming a bigger and bigger problem with people using their phones behind the wheel. That's one of the really topics we try to tackle and try and raise awareness to people that you cannot use your telephone safely behind the wheel of a vehicle when you're operating the motor vehicle. You look down for just 2 seconds away from the road, you're going to double your crash risk. So, and drivers who text are 8 times as likely to crash. So those are some of the statistics we try and remind people about. And a lot of times we'll partner with public affairs from AT&T with their It Can Wait campaign and also the New York State Police as well with press conferences and community events and more to let people know about such dangers. And we also will talk about teen driver safety, senior driving safety, and more.
Well, I think it's very true what you're talking about from the perspective of the AAA, because my wife was hit from the rear about 20 miles an hour with a young man texting, not paying attention, and if she didn't have a big, heavy car, she wouldn't be with us. So, and what about road rage while we're talking about that? You're talking about texting. Do you see more of that? I think in the last 5 years I see more angry drivers who are honking and cursing. What happened to civility on the roadways?
Right. People seem to be very short-tempered these days. They want to get everywhere faster. I think it's the digital age that we're in right now where people expect everything instantaneously.
Right.
Unfortunately, holiday time is one of the times where we see a lot of the road rage when people are trying to get in and out out of shopping parking lots trying to get those gifts. And holiday time, of course, should be a time to cherish and to spend with family and friends. And instead, people are fighting in parking lots. So we do have that to deal with when it is holiday time, and we do see those numbers go up. And now, of course, summertime, a lot of people taking summer road trips. We're seeing a lot of congestion at the toll booths, on the thruway, and more on Friday evenings and also Sundays as well, when people are heading out and returning from vacation, and a lot of people losing their tempers. And so we always remind people, you know, give yourself extra time on the roads. If you are taking a road trip, make sure that you plan in advance. Try and travel at an alternate time. And if you are on the roads, be prepared. You're not the only one on the road, so you need to make sure that you share the road and you remain calm about it.
Very good. Well, those are good tips from Elizabeth Carey. Again, for those who are listening, if you're listening in Buffalo or Washington, D.C. or Montreal, she is the Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA. Now, let's talk about the Auto Club of Western and Central New York with your Foundation for Traffic Safety. Is this an educational foundation? And what type of outreach do you have to the community? Elizabeth Carey.
Yeah, it's a 501c3, so we are a nonprofit foundation, and we do try to raise awareness in the community. And Brian, this is one of the examples of some of the things that we have done in the community. This pouch that I'm handing to you right now is called a cell slip, and if you put your phone in there while you're driving in the vehicle, it will block all cell phone technology.
Mm,
so
that's a good thing.
People are so addicted to their telephones and so tempted to use the phone. At AAA Driving School, we always remind our student drivers and our older drivers, anyone taking a driving improvement class, to put the phone right in the trunk of the car where you can't get your hands on it, because you'll be so tempted to reach for it. And that way, you prevent that temptation from taking place. And this is another device that would help. There are also a lot of apps out there as well, like the AT&T has an app, and there's a device right on your Apple iPhone now that you can turn on so that you can block cell phone signals and send an automatic reply saying, I'm driving, it can wait. Because too many people are, you know, losing their lives and getting in crashes on the road because they're using the phone behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's something to be very concerned about. Are we seeing more accidents because of people texting than 10, 20 years ago? Do we see more young drivers and elderly drivers with accidents?
Well, the National AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety comes out with an annual Traffic Safety Culture Index. It shows that 88% of drivers believe that distracted driving is on the rise, and they think it's more of a problem than aggressive driving, drug driving, or even drunk driving. So the drunk driving now has a stigma attached to it, and everyone realizes that they can't do it. They're taking Uber, they're taking Lyft. We're seeing the drunk driving numbers going down, but we're seeing this distraction on the rise. And you know, what's really disappointing about this survey is that it shows that despite people knowing that this is a problem, and they say that this is a serious problem, and they think it's a serious threat to their personal safety, 78% say texting is a significant danger, but these people are still admitting that they're actually doing it behind the wheel. You know, so distraction can be a factor in about 58% of crashes. And so those are the numbers from the AAA National Foundation. So we're really just trying to raise awareness, because it used to just be people talking on the phone behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Now we have people texting behind the wheel, also admitting to sending emails, using social media behind the wheel, Snapchatting, Instagram, and more. So these distractions are on the rise as we're being inundated with more and more social media channels. So this is something that's very timely in the news right now to raise awareness of, so that people realize that, you know, if they're talking on their cell phone, they're more likely to crash, and we want to try and save lives.
Let's talk a little bit more about the AAA goal to raise awareness of traffic safety and improve safety on the roadways. How are you doing this, and what results are you having?
Well, the AAA National Foundation is actually celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. So for seven decades, the foundation has been addressing these critical safety issues. So we're seeing more and more improvements with vehicle technologies and seeing the way that humans interact with their automobiles. So that's really been the focus, is like trying to keep up with the technology, keep up with the times as they move through these decades. So there are different surveys that are done, research that's done, about distractions behind the wheel, but also infotainment systems, in-vehicle technologies, what people are using when they're behind the wheel. Also impaired driving. You know, marijuana is going to be legalized in Canada soon. This is something that's a concern for a lot of the police agencies that are out there.
Well, you know, that's a good topic, and I'd like the AAA perspective on this, because I remember a few years ago, there was a young woman in a van, I think it was on the FDR Expressway in New York, and we blanket New York City also. And this woman had seven in her car, four young children, a couple adults. She went the wrong way on the highway around Manhattan and hit by a truck. All seven were killed. They did the autopsy. They found THC from marijuana in her system, heavy amount. So how can we, looking at traffic safety, allow another handicap? I mean, we have alcohol, we have people smoking cigarettes. Do we really, and I understand medical marijuana is very good for people, but to have the general public using marijuana recreationally, isn't it dangerous?
Yes, we are concerned about this. And, you know, CAA, that's the AAA counterpart in Canada, is very concerned about it as well. And working with local law enforcement, because law enforcement is concerned, do they have enough officers that are trained to recognize this when they pull someone over on the road? You can easily give someone a breathalyzer and know if there's alcohol in their system, but there's not an instantaneous test that can be done on the roadside to say how much marijuana is in someone's system. And with them legalizing it, it's a concern for both the United States and Canada with border crossings like the Peace Bridge into New York State.
Yes, I'm worried about it. Our guest today is Elizabeth Carey, and she is the Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA of Western and Central New York State. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you. We get letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, to ESPN with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And again, we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who have called regarding our recent guests, Carrie Nowak regarding a Christian camp, John Kotsmatidis, owner of the Quickfill gas station chain, Tim Rice, executive in Rochester, and we'll have coming up two food executives from Chicago, very successful with Lowell International Foods, Ivana and Conrad Lowell will be on this program. Now a little bit more information about Elizabeth Carey. And you can often catch her talking about traffic safety and more as Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA Western and Central New York. She serves as a company spokesperson with the media and throughout the community where she speaks at schools and public events. Elizabeth is also involved with the Auto Club of Western and Central New York Foundation for Traffic Safety and serves as secretary on the foundation's board of directors. Elizabeth Carey, again, she's Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA of Western and Central New York. Now let's talk about the 70th anniversary. The National AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety is celebrating the 70th anniversary in 2018. Let's talk about what is special planned this year for the 70th anniversary.
Well, you know, in that time, in those 70 years, the foundation has funded hundreds of different projects to try and really discover the cause of different traffic crashes, prevent them, and also minimize injuries as well. So we focus on studies with young drivers, educational programs, older drivers, and more. And especially now with the technology out there for these self-driving vehicles, we're trying to stay ahead of the game and make sure people will know what is available as far as the self-driving technology, the autonomous vehicles, because that technology is out there, it's available. It's just a matter of changing the perception of people when they get behind the wheel to think of themselves instead of being a driver as being a pilot of a vehicle and actually having the vehicle drive itself. So in our lifetime, this is going to be happening. So a lot of research is done on that. And I went with the AAA National Group to Michigan, where they have a self-driving course where they test out different self-driving vehicles. So I got to do that last year. We actually got to see the course where they test out these self-driving vehicles. They have cardboard people come out to see how fast they'll stop and more. So that's a little bit of the research that's being done on the national level as far as preparing ourselves for these new technologies that are coming around.
Well, while you're talking about autonomous vehicles with your national AAA research, doesn't it make you a little nervous to have vehicles without people in it? I've heard there have been a couple deaths nationally where the vehicles ran people down. So how do you feel about that?
Well, it's interesting because I should be more concerned about it than you. According to AAA research, a recent survey showed that 73% of women are more likely than men, 52%, to be afraid to ride in a self-driving vehicle, and more likely that women would feel less safe sharing the road with another self-driving vehicle. So according to the survey, men are more open to the idea, and millennials, our young drivers, are the most trusting of self-driving vehicles. Only about 49% of them were concerned or afraid to drive in a self-driving vehicle, whereas, you know, baby boomers and Generation Xers, a little more concerns there than those younger drivers. So it's really a matter of adapting to the technology and opening your mind to it. And with the situations that have been reported in the news, that makes it a little more difficult when people hear about this. But we do hear about, you know, the self-driving Uber vehicles that are out there and more. So it's definitely coming. There's more and more autonomous features in every vehicle that comes out as far as self-parking, self-braking, and more. So little by little, they're unraveling these different technologies to us, and we're accepting them little by little, but being fully autonomous is where some of the concerns are right
now. So it's definitely inevitable. We're going to have more of these autonomous vehicles in the next 20 years.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And so that's some of the stuff that the foundation will focus on as far as the real research and making sure that everything is safe, preventing traffic deaths and injuries through research to educate the entire public, because AAA really is an advocate for traffic safety and would like to see the road safer for everyone, pedestrians, you know, bicyclists, drivers, and more.
Now, you speak at a lot of schools and public events. What are the topics of your talks? What are they all about?
A lot of times when we go to schools, we'll speak to the high schools about distracted driving, because these are our young drivers. So if we can impact them, a lot of times we'll bring in J.C. Good. J.C. Good is an advocate for safety on the roads. Her parents were killed in a crash when a distracted driver crashed into the family vehicle coming home from her college graduation.
Where did that take place?
That took place in the central New York, Pennsylvania type area. So then she has goes across the country speaking and sharing her story and trying to raise awareness. So we bring her into a lot of the high schools, and you'll see the students walk in with an attitude that, oh, why are they going to make me go to this assembly? And soon their eyes are filled with tears, and you see that they're making an impact, realizing that this is a real danger to use the phone behind the wheel. But we also go to younger kids, too, as well. We have a little robot. He's called Otto the Auto, and he's we have a voice that goes with Otto, and he's a remote control, small little vehicle, and we take him to preschools, kindergartens, things like that, and he'll talk to the kids about bike safety, about running out into the street to get a ball, about why to be careful on the side of the street, about, you know, staying with mom and dad and that sort of thing. So there is an effort to reach the really youngest of the population and also those teens in the high schools, and a lot of times we'll go to senior centers and more as well to talk to the seniors about safe driving for them and, you know, taking a senior evaluation. You can get a senior evaluation at AAA to make sure that the car is fitting you and that you, as a senior driver, that you have the best ability to control that vehicle and seeing if you need any modifications made to the vehicle so that you can be safer on the road, too.
Let's talk about infotainment. I'm really not familiar with that word. It must be a new word in the last couple of years. I've heard of entertainment, but not infotainment system.
Yeah, so now the newest vehicles are coming with these infotainment systems.
What is
right?
that?
So you can have Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, different options depending on what what suits you. So Google, Apple, proving that you can really have a lot of different technologies involved in the driving system. So the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety has done research on this and seeing which ones are the safest. So if you want to make a phone call, Android Auto would be, you know, a moderate type of a risk, and CarPlay would be moderate. And there's different things. If you're trying to actually text someone via some of the systems, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you to do that. So some of the systems that were tested were the CarPlay and the Android Auto. It showed that they were 24% faster on average than the vehicle's native system when making a call. So you can go by the system that comes right in your vehicle, or you can upgrade to one of these other systems. And it's all about trying to use this software, smartphone-based, while you're driving. And is that a concern, or is it safe? So they tested a lot of the systems to see which were the safest to use while you're driving.
Very good. For those who have just tuned in, our guest today is Elizabeth Carey. You've probably seen her on television as a spokesperson for the AAA of Western New York and Central New York. She's Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN 500, Corporate Parkway Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Elizabeth Carey. She holds a bachelor's and master's degree from University at Buffalo State. She and her husband are raising their family in the South Towns. While she's not juggling work and home life, Elizabeth enjoys travel and dining out in Buffalo, and she's been with the AAA for 3 years. Our guest today on the Rusk Report, Elizabeth Carey, Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA of Western New York and Central New York.
You know, Brian, I wanted to mention, with those infotainment systems we just talked about, AAA does urge drivers to really avoid using them while they're driving down the car. Even if you're punching an address to get somewhere, it's a good idea to stay parked, punch in the address into your navigation system, and then proceed with the trip, rather than trying to punch in an address while you're trying to drive. It's impossible to have your eyes in two different places at the same time. So just a reminder for everyone to be safe out there.
That's a good tip. Now let's talk a little bit about traffic safety culture research with the National Foundation Research. What are their findings? What are they learning?
So that is the annual survey that's done every year that takes a look at what people are concerned about on the roads. So that's a survey that showed how people were concerned about the distracted driving more so than even aggressive drunk or drug driving right now. So drivers in this AAA survey show that they believe that the problem of distracted driving has increased over the past 3 years, and about half of people out there saying that they regularly see drivers emailing or texting while they're driving. And I'm sure, Brian, you've seen the same thing when you're out on the
roads. All the time.
Yeah, and, you know, federal estimates go along with this, saying that, you know, there are a lot of problems out there, and there's a lot of distractions out there. So there's sometimes a disconnect between what drivers do and what they believe. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, I'm not going to text and drive, but next thing you know, you find yourself reaching for your telephone. So trying to remind everyone that if you take your eyes off the road, you're going to engage in distracting behavior anyway. So you want to make sure that you're as safe as possible. And studies even show that if you're at a red light or a stop sign and you go to text someone, you're still distracted even when you put the phone down and the light turns green and you start to go again, because there's a delay in your ability to focus right there. So it's a good idea just not to use the phone at all when you're behind the wheel.
Now, are the travel needs different in the different areas that you cover? Because you have Western and Central New York. I guess you have more rural areas, too. And you have different educational or outreach programs for the different areas, depending on population.
Well, it does depend. But really, you shouldn't use your phone behind the wheel, whether you're in a congested city or if you're on a rural road in the farm area. So really, the message is the same for everyone, though some studies that are done do focus on different type of information for people that are driving maybe in New York City compared to, you know, a rural type of area. But really great information is coming out right now, just trying to raise awareness to keep everyone alert.
Very good. Let's talk about hit-and-run crashes with the National Foundation Research. What are you finding with that, Elizabeth Carey of the AAA of Western and Central New York?
Yeah, that was a very disturbing report out this year. The hit-and-run deaths are actually at a record high. So the AAA Foundation study showed that hit-and-run crashes killed more than 2,000 people in 2016. Those are the latest numbers available, and they came out this year in 2018. More than one hit-and-run crash occurs every minute on U.S. roads, and that's from that research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. So if you consider the numbers from 2016, more than 2,000 people were killed on the road due to a hit and run. So AAA is really calling on drivers to be alert on the road, to avoid deadly crashes, and always remain on the scene if you do happen to get into a crash, and never to flee the scene. Sometimes people might have a flight response, but you need to make sure you think about this clearly, and always be on the lookout for pedestrians. Be cautious for children near playgrounds and schools especially, and be patient. We talked about that road rage. If you're trying to pass a pedestrian or a cyclist, give them plenty of space. Take your time. Keep them in your line of sight. And, you know, always yield to pedestrians, even if they're not in the crosswalk. So just to make sure that you are doing everything safe. Right now, every state across the country has laws that make it illegal for a driver to flee the scene. So it is your responsibility to remain on the scene if you are involved in that type of a crash.
I've heard this a statement, steer it and clear it, to get the car that's disabled off the road. How important is that, Elizabeth Carey?
Oh, extremely important, especially with AAA's line of work with our roadside assistance. So we'll always remind people about the slow down, move over law. And New York State has one of those, and many other states do as well, that if a vehicle is on the side of the road, whether it's an ambulance or it's a tow truck, a fire truck, whatever it might be, any type of an emergency vehicle, it is your responsibility to slow down at all times and, if possible, move over to the other lane so you can give that worker plenty of space to do their job on the side of the road. So these people want to get home to their families every night. There's no reason why they should be struck and killed while they're on the job trying to help someone else who may have broken down on the side of the road. So definitely a good idea to always slow down and move over and obey those rules and remember that someone's life out there.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. How can our listeners help to improve safety on the roadways? What can they do?
You can get more information right at AAA.com. You can make a donation to your foundation through the website at AAA.com and through renewing your AAA membership. There's always an option to donate to the foundation. But really, the main point is to be safe out there. Remember that it's your responsibility to share the road. Put that telephone down, remain distraction-free, and let's keep everyone safe.
And are you seeing any improvement from your educational programs to get people to stop the texting and to stay off the phone and dialing while driving?
We have seen an increase in the number of tickets that police are issuing, and we're hoping that that will help curb this trend and make people realize that it really is not safe. We see more and more stories on the news about crashes related to distraction, so we're hoping that that soon has the same attention that drunk driving has and people realize that it is simply not safe.
Sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Our guest has been recommended by Wally Smith, her predecessor at the AAA. Our guest has been Elizabeth Carey, Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA of Western and Central New York. Do you want to give the website again and any other details where people can stay in touch with you?
Yes, sure. Anywhere across the country, you just go to AAA.com and it will connect you to your local AAA office.
Well, it's been a great help to me when I've been in Florida or stranded here with a breakdown or accident. That AAA card is a lifesaver. So we thank Elizabeth Carey for educating us today on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Engineering here, for this program for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Elizabeth Carey, Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications for the AAA of Western and Central New York. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.